Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Let's do the best of speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Remember on Friday, we pull from the jokes sent in. In moments, somebody will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's joke of the week number one. Hey everyone, I'm giving away a legless parrot for free. No purchase necessary. Right? Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's number two. Experts now say the cheese should be stored on a low-level counter rather than a refrigerator.
Really?
Yeah, one expert said, woof, 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 woof. Sometimes they work for me the second time around. Here's joke of the week number three. I was having a drink with a good friend last night, and he told me he had a half-brother. I said, different moms? He said, no, shark attack. Joke of the week number four. So you know, when I say the other day, I could be referring to any time between yesterday and 15 years ago. The older you get, the truer that becomes. Here's number five.
In the following scene, Dave Hennett will portray a man, and John Williams will star as a minister.
Pastor, I'm not sure I can believe in God because I've never seen him.
Well, do you ever go to Home Depot?
Yes.
And do you believe they have employees?
Yes.
And have you ever seen any of them?
Thank you, sir. Exactly. Now I believe.
Yeah. We got it, John. Here's joke of the week number six. What's the difference between a supermarket and a grocery store?
I don't know.
The Cape. It's supermarket. Here's joke of the week number seven. Wife complains to her husband, I'm tired of you bringing your work home. The husband says, but there are lots of people who work from home. She says, yeah, they're not morticians. I don't know if this next one is the funniest joke of the week, but it's the funniest image. This is the best concept. Here's joke of the week number eight. So you know, that hour that we lost on Sunday when we changed time, that was the hour I was going to use to get my life together. No, that's not the one I'm thinking of. The best image, the cleverest joke is still to come. That was lovely, though. Thank you, John. Here's joke of the week number nine. Met a pretty girl yesterday, and I could tell she wanted me to come join her bluegrass band.
How did you know?
She gave me one of those come zither looks. I had to look up zither. Here's joke of the week number 10. Yesterday, I just decided that I'm in a good place.
Emotionally?
No, I was at a donut shop. Here is joke of the week number 11. I told my wife to embrace her mistakes.
And?
She gave me a hug. She told me that joke. Brenda actually texted that to me. She said, use this on the radio. They'll get it. Okay, here's the joke that I like. Hey, here's breaking news from our WGN Radio newsroom. Workers at Stonehenge have just now completed moving all of the stones forward 1 hour. Right.
I like it.
All right, here's number 13. At grocery stores, I can do paper or plastic because I'm bisexual. That's stupid. Here's joke of the week number 14.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a patient, and John Williams will star as his therapist.
Honestly, I feel like a fraud.
I know the feeling. That'll be $350. We needed some assists while you were gone, Steve Alexander, and so everybody was doing their Steve Alexander voice.
Oh, good.
And it wasn't that good, but it was good.
Oh, come on. They did a fine job. John did a fine job.
Yes, thank you to Kevin and everybody else that helped out. It's 10:44 on WGN. Okay, the joke of the week was, Andy, which one are you liking?
I'm going embrace your mistakes.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to be on Brenda's side here.
All right, Steve Alexander says...
100% Brenda.
See? You guys are misinterpreting the idea here. We're looking for the funniest joke.
I thought it was funny.
Bob, I laughed.
What's your joke, Bob?
It wasn't all that speedy, but the Home Depot one was.
Yeah, I know. I thought we could have cut that even shorter. They got it already.
I did laugh. So
I'm
Kevin
going with
Wells.
the I'm going with the. Thank you, Kevin, for helping us out. Also, I'm going with Stonehenge, as you know. Producer Pete says joke of the week.
Woof 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 woof.
That was good too.
Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We replay this bit, remember, after the 1:30 edition of WGN Radio News. In a minute, I'll pull from the jokes sent in. Someone's going to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.